New York Times op-ed, "The Coronavirus Made the Radical Possible," by Joel B. Polak on March 11, 2021. The New York Times has published an op-ed that argues that while the coronavirus pandemic was a nightmare, it is to be celebrated because it made the radical possible, enabling radical policies that had once merely been pipe dreams. The op-ed, by Rachel Cohen, argues that what began as emergency responses should provide a foundation for future change. Last spring, as a poorly understood virus swept the planet, something remarkable happened across the country. All levels of government put in place policies that just a few months earlier would have been seen by most people, not to mention most politicians, as radical and politically naive. Nearly 70% of states ordered bans on utility shutoffs, and more than half did so for evictions. Mayors authorized car-free streets to make cities safer for pedestrians. And the federal government nearly tripled the average unemployment benefit. Within weeks, states eliminated extortionist medical co-pays for prisoners and scrapped bail. New Jersey passed a bill that released more than 2,200 incarcerated people all at once. It is essential we get the word out on what has been accomplished as a result of this crisis and what our government still can do. And to remember what grassroots activists understand deeply. Whether anything happens at all is largely up to us. Cohen gave particular emphasis to criminal justice reform, ignoring the progress made by President Donald Trump, and highlighting the reforms enacted as a result of the unrest last year, which coincided with a massive nationwide crime wave. The op-ed was published just hours after Congress passed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, a package that was once meant to be bipartisan, but which President Joe Biden refused to negotiate with Republicans, and which White House Jen Psaki described proudly to reporters in a briefing on Wednesday as the most progressive bill in American history. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.